SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A new foreign aid bill has surfaced in the Senate. It includes tens of billions of dollars for Israel and Ukraine, minus the border-related provisions that Republicans objected to in an earlier bill. The new $96 billion proposal is being advanced by Senate Majority Leader Schumer. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court takes up an appeal of a Colorado ruling barring former President Trump from the state's primary ballot.
Justices will decide whether Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election make him ineligible to run for office. According to the Colorado Supreme Court, the former president should not be on the primary ballot. That ruling marked the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment had been used to disqualify a presidential candidate.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, a U.S. drone strike has killed several members of an Iranian-backed militia in Baghdad, including a high-ranking commander.
There have been calls from Shia paramilitary leaders, pro-Iranian militia leaders, for their supporters to come out on the streets to show their anger. There have been calls also for retaliation, specifically one militia leader saying, "We want blood for blood."
The BBC's Orla Garin in Baghdad. At least a half dozen people are missing. Two police officers suffer non-life-threatening wounds following a shooting and subsequent house fire in the Philadelphia suburb of East Lansdowne. The officers were answering a call of a shooting at the home yesterday afternoon when they were shot. The house then burst into flames with multiple people inside. They haven't yet been able to search the rubble. The search for five Marines missing after their helicopter went down in rugged terrain in Southern California yesterday continues. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 23 points, NASDAQ futures 2 points higher. This is SRN News. Most pastors don't preach about gambling.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen do not support gaming and are dismayed by the explosion of sports betting that has beset the nation. But the survey also finds only 7% of pastors have ever preached against gambling from the pulpit. In fact, 56% say they haven't felt any need to do so. This despite the fact that tens of millions of people are placing wagers every week. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LGBT agenda is advancing in traditionally conservative Japan. A court in the western part of the country has approved a woman's request to have her gender changed in official records to male without undergoing sterilization surgery. Japan used to require the procedure before a person could legally live as the opposite sex, but the country's top court recently changed the law. LGBT pressure groups want the government to legalize same-sex marriage next. This is SRN News. Federal, state, and local authorities hoping to make Sunday's Super Bowl super secure.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no known threats to the Super Bowl. Mayorkas says they don't want a repeat of what happened during the AFC Championship game in Baltimore when the contest was stopped in the first quarter.
The timeout was called by security officials at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore when an unidentified drone flew over the stadium.
The air around Allegiant Stadium has been designated by the Federal Aviation Administration as a no-drone zone. TSA officers have been trained to spot human trafficking, and extra agents will be added to handle record post-game crowds. I'm Mike Hempen.
Kansas set to nearly double state legislators' pay at the start of next year, boosting total annual compensation to almost $58,000 from $30,000. More details at srnnews.com.